Idaho's 94.9 The River with Ken Bass and Deb Corson. It's almost 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. This weekend, Saturday and Sunday, Idaho City Days. I don't know if you've been up there before, but it's a very, very fun event in Idaho City, which I need to go back and visit again. It's been a few years since I've been up there.
Oh, you know, some people do say that, but here's your opportunity because a lot will be going on. Mm-hmm. There are vendor rows right there on the streets downtown with crafters, a lot of antique and junk picking stuff that's a lot of fun, and the fair food. They've had a photography contest. I think that deadline has passed, but I'm going to be interested to see what people entered in the photography contest. Mm-hmm. And it is a cowboy poetry gathering.
Yes.
Yes.
Both days with
right,
different events.
And I think I said earlier that Sam Matisse was going to be here, but I have now been educated by Sam himself that he is not a French cowboy. Sam.
An artist, but an artist of a different sort. Sam Matisse.
Matisse.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you've been involved in music around Boise for quite some time, and now you're doing the cowboy poetry also. You still do music too, right?
Yes, I do. I perform periodically around the city at various venues. What I take my music, this Western music, and people say, what's Western music?
Yeah.
I say, Western music is music of my heroes, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Tex Ritter. Mm-hmm. Today, you have Ian Tyson, you have Michael Martin Murphy. Those are the artists of today that are popular in this kind of venue. And both of those artists have crossed over.
So does your cowboy poetry lend itself to music many times?
I'm a singer-songwriter poet. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. And when I write a poem, it's a poem. In my mind, I can't put music to my
poem. So it stands alone as a poem. Okay. Okay.
If I'm writing a song, it's a song.
So yeah. Oh, okay.
You can put music to my poems, but I can't.
You can't do it, huh?
No.
Do we have any samples, per se,
yes,
of any cowboy poetry?
Yes, because some people may not be familiar with this and what this is all about.
Its own art form.
Yeah, okay. It is its own art form.
Well, this is a true story, and this happened a number of years ago when I was still rodeoing. And it goes like this. Some friends and I were rodeoing back in the Midwest, where we were told that the stock was easy and those Illinois women the best. Well, it was Friday afternoon in Elgin, and we were waiting for the stock to be drawn, and we were just kind of sitting around talking since all the beer we'd brought was gone. This feller, he walks up behind us, and he leans against the rail. I could see that he was a local. Anyone could tell. He had a hat, straw hat that he bought at Kmart. He had boots that he brought at Sears, and he had his jeans pulled up, almost clear up to his ears. No, Gino. He pulls out a can of Copenhagen, and he passes around the group, and this guy kind of gets left out since he wasn't really in the loop. But he pipes up with a question, and he says, is that Copenhagen snuff? Gene says, sure is, partner. You want to try this stuff? Well, he said he'd like to try, and Gene passed him over the can, and this is where things didn't really go according to plan. We watched him open a can, and he took a little dip, and we thought he put it between his cheek and gum like he'd seen his rodeo hero had done. But he took his little dip, and we watched his hand go up north right up past his chin, and he inhaled that thing right up the nose, down the hatch, like the story goes. Well, his eyes got real big, and he started to cackle, and then he folded up like a book, out cold as a mackerel. Well, we were rolling around the ground laughing, and this old boy, he's not making a sound. Jack went over, but he couldn't make him come true, so we called in the ambulance. That's the least that we could do. Well, the paramedics came, and they took him away, and they said, don't worry, that he'll be back again someday. Well, you know, that guy became famous around the circuit that year for inhaling that Copenhagen, passing out on his rear. I never did hear what happened to that poor old guy, but I'll bet you $100 he never gave Copenhagen another try.
and that
is the truth.
That really happened?
Really happened.
Did it happen in my hometown of Weezer?
No, this happened in Elgin, Illinois.
Elgin, Illinois. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Could happen in Weezer.
Well, cowboy poetry.
I've been to Weezer.
A lot of cowboy poetry or the poems yourself are based on true incidents, I'm sure, and some are just, you know, just whimsical thoughts, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
So I know this is going to be on the whole weekend. There's on the Main Street stage, and you're going to have competitions going on also?
The only really kind of competition we have is within the youth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and myself and Elena Tomaritz have went up to Idaho City High School and mm-hmm. put on some workshops for the kids to try to get them. Because to me, anyone can write poetry.
Right.
Everyone has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to express to those kids that you don't have to write long poems like I do. I'm pretty verbose. My stories go on. They can be a couple lines. They could be short or as long. And they can only be for you. And, you know, they're going to have youth, if they will come forward.
Because
mm-hmm. And I already talked to two young girls, and they showed me two of their pieces, which were very good. If they will come forward to recite their poems.
Yeah.
And I always find, and I've done this in other high schools and schools, and anyway, I find that the kids up to about the sixth grade will get up on stage.
Mm-hmm.
After the sixth grade, it's not happening.
I understand. Parents there. Okay, well, I hope you guys check out Idaho City Days coming up this Saturday and Sunday. I do want to point out they're doing tours of the Masonic Lodge, and that's kind of special and a really neat place. If you haven't seen mm-hmm. that up at Idaho City, that is available. And there's
then you have to go up the road and take a walk through the cemetery. That's
And a big breakfast at the fire station on Sunday.
IdahoCityChamber.org will give you more information and the schedule for everything going on, including the Cowboy Poetry on the main stage. Thanks a lot for coming in.